What have you seen from Jace this training camp?
Jace has gotten a lot better. He's improved. He's out there competing, and it's good to see. You know, having come back from his injury, he's had an opportunity to get in there, and he's made some plays throughout training camp, so it's good to see him in there doing some good things.
What specific strides have you seen him make as a blocker?
As a blocker, that's still a work in progress, but he's done a better job of sustaining his blocks and trying to stay engaged with the defender. So all that is promising.
What do you need to see from Zach Sudfeld?
More of the same. I'm in the business of trying to make complete tight ends. I'm not trying to have, here we have a pass receiving tight end, and then we got one to just run blocks. So with all those guys, most of them are pretty natural at running routes and catching the ball. So the work they have to prepare for is in-line blocking and pass protection. So, and this offense, they have to do a little bit of everything, and that's required of them as well.
What do you need, I guess, specifically to work with Jace when it comes to his blocking? Because I know in college he really didn't do too much of it. It's been something he's working on. He missed all last year. So what is it that, specifically he needs to work on to improve himself in that area?
Like I said before, just staying engaged, just staying on the defender. At this level, sometimes you got some real big guys on the other side of the ball, and you have to focus a lot on your technique and your footwork and your hat placement and your hand placement. Those are the things that will help you be successful when you're with your inline blocking. So if he can continue to work with those things, he'll be okay. So those things are your saving grace, because sometimes you get guys that are bigger than you, stronger than you, and your technique is what's going to get you through.
When he gets that all situated, is he someone you feel could be like an every down, all around tight end?
Exactly. That's what we're trying to get. Guys that you don't have to put in there and the defense says they're about to throw a pass. So we want guys that you can keep them in there on all three downs, whether it's run or pass, and that's the luxury you want to have.
He was talking earlier in camp about how after some drop issues during his rookie year, he really overhauled this offseason his catching technique. In terms of how he catches the ball,
he had one in another game that he dropped, but he's overall done a good job of catching the ball and not having a bunch of drops that we like to say are focus drops. Just need to concentrate better because they're right there. So, but he's done a better job with that.
How much does his hand size create a challenge for him catching the ball?
I don't know what his hand size
he's
is.
A very small hand.
Got small hands. Yeah. I'm not aware of that, but. He's done a good job of catching the ball, though, regardless of the size of his hands, but he's done a good job of catching the ball.
What is Bostic?
Bostic is a big, athletic body, strong, has shown thus far to be pretty good in the run game and with his pass protection, a reliable pass receiving tight end, and when I say that, when the ball comes his way, he catches it. And so from that perspective, he's been good.
You think Kellen Davis is one of the best blocking tight ends in the league?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. That's something he does very well, and he's good at it. And we're looking forward to seeing him do that this upcoming Saturday.
What makes him so good as a blocker?
He's strong. He's played – this is year 9 for him. And so he's intelligent. He's seen a lot. So he recognizes fronts. He understands what they're trying to do up front, and that helps.
Does he remind you of yourself, of the way you were as a blocker?
We're still working on. I'm gonna say we're still working on him being as good as I was once upon a time.
With Jace eliminating those drops for the most part, is that attributable to focus, do you think, or to the way he's catching the ball differently than he was?
No, I just think he's got a concerted effort to make those catches and focus and look the ball in. I think that's the biggest thing. I think it's more mental than it than anything I have to do as a coach. We can get on the jugs, we can run routes, we can throw him 100 balls, but at the end of the day, it's just him making sure he focused and looked the ball in.
How was Wes Saxon doing before he got hurt, and where is he at now?
He's trying to work his way back in. He's coming off his injury. He was doing great prior to getting hurt in terms of running routes and catching the ball. He's another guy, like the rest of them, that needs to improve with their inline blocking and pass protection. Excuse me, but... But prior to getting hurt, he was doing good. He was doing real good. And so it's good to have him back. And we're trying to work him in slowly, because he's back, but he's not back. You know how it is when you come back for your injury and you're trying to gain some confidence and feel good about it. So, but it's good to have him back out there running around.
Do you think the tight ends will be a bigger part of the passing game?
I sure hope so. I sure hope. Now, I have, obviously, I have no control over that. But, we as offensive staff would love to have the tight ends a lot more involved than they were last season. So,
well, what's it like for you as the position coach? And, you know, everybody's wondering, like, what are these tight ends going to emerge and take over and, you know, stuff like that.
I'm waiting on it so y'all can say, Jimmy did a great job. But, they're all working hard. They're all competing. They're all fighting. And that's great. You know, I got a room of six guys. You know, I don't know. You know, most tight end coaches don't have six tight ends in their room in training camp. So we got great competition, and they're fighting hard. And that's what you want. You want guys in there competing.
How does Chan view the position?
How does Chan, you have to ask Chan how he views it.
But what he's relate to you as one of his assistants. People say Chan doesn't throw to the tight end a lot. What's your perspective on that?
We have some excellent guys outside, and when we've had the ball come our way, we've done a good job of catching the ball. So it's hard to argue about getting balls, even though we want to be more involved in the passing game, when you got guys like Brandon Marshall and Decker. And the guys we got in the backfield.